Welcome back to the Sneak Chronics podcast with me, Danny, aka at Roystinho, and my good friend and co-host Tess, aka at WavyTMJ. Good morning, afternoon. It's just clicked over afternoon. Good afternoon, Tess. How are we doing?
It's 12:04. Does that mean it's dinner time for you?
Does that mean, I mean, is it the afternoon? Does that mean I can crack open a beer? I don't know.
No, not quite.
No. Maybe. Maybe not today.
If the sun was shining, I'd give you a pass, but on this occasion, no.
It is actually raining in Leeds. I'm not going to lie. There's actually pitter-patters on my windows where I sit in my garden. So,
patters? What have you got on your feet then?
This morning, I mean, I've got nothing on my feet because I'm in the house, but I did wear some. I still had my Ray Gun Dunks out, so I just rocked down to school in those this morning, went for breakfast with a friend in the local cafe. Yeah, how about yourself? What are we going for?
Today, I think I've gone for my tie-dye Jordans.
Very nice, very nice.
Yeah, I think that's actually an underrated pair. I think they're really beautiful.
And they were almost out before tie-dye became a thing. When did they come out, actually? I can't remember them coming. A couple of years.
It was kind of in between a couple of lockdowns, if I recall.
One of the lockdowns. So
2020, 2021, one of the two.
Ish.
I don't know. I don't know what I did last week, I think, let alone a couple of years ago.
Yeah, fair enough. No, I'm just wondering because my daughter is obsessed with tie-dye at the minute, and it's the shops, all the stores. Like, you go to any little girl, I say little girl, she's 9, but you go to those sections of stores and there is tie-dye everything.
Dare I tell you, I've just spotted the tie-dye mids and they're pink.
Oh, I don't think...
I've just spotted them on latest releases. They're in stock, obviously, because they're mids.
Right.
She would love them.
Oh, would
she? Go Maddie.
Oh, would she?
The little girl
who has more trainers and just wears one pair of scruffy ones because they're comfortable and doesn't wear any.
Yeah, I know, but they're tie-dye. They are tie-dye.
Oh, fair enough. But anyway, welcome to the podcast. And welcome to twice in 2 weeks. We're back and we're hopefully going to continue this on and try and get them out weekly.
Now you firmly feel my foot up your ass.
Yeah. I threw out a few messages, emails last week, just waiting on a few replies. I think we have got a guest on in maybe a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks.
Very exciting.
We've got somebody lined up for that. But interestingly, as we were deciding to ramp the podcast back up, and me and Tess kind of said, right, we need some things. We don't want to just come on, and as much as we love rambling and can ramble for England, we want to try and come up with something. And Tess, you came up with a really interesting one for this week. Like, go on, I'll let you take it away, because as much as I like taking credit for good ideas, and I often do that all the time, and if you ask any of my work colleagues, they laugh at things like that. Come on, what is the theme of today's podcast?
Well, it's about consumption, and I think it's a sort of multi-faceted conversation because it's about, you know, why we collect. Is there too many? Do you feel guilt with it? Because I was sort of taking stock of what I've got, and you know, I'm not interested in having a sneaker room, a sneaker wall, whatever. I'm not discrediting that. But I have a finite amount of space that I have decided that I would have used with shoes. And when it comes down to it, if I look at pairs, I think I've worn them and, you know, you've seen my pairs, they get beaten up. I'm actually quite happy to release them if I've decided they don't interest me anymore. And if for me, it's all about sort of, it could be 2 in, 1 out. It can be 3 out, 1 in. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, I love the fact that if I sell a pair and someone else is buying them, it's being reused. For me, it is a recycling. It's not going to landfill. And it's quite exciting to know that it's going to go on to have its new lease of life. And I don't have this guilt of having all this, you know, it's consumption, isn't it? When you look at how much stuff you've got, I'm looking at it thinking that's worth more than my car. I like the fact it sort of alleviates a certain amount of guilt. And quite frankly, I don't want to wear everything.
No, I get that. And there is a, I've got to be honest, I have not really sold pears on for that reason. I've sometimes had pears and, for instance, my Stuttgarts from the six that came out from size, my Stuttgarts and my Joburgs, I no longer have them. I sold them on, but that was because a really close friend who's had the same size was like, I really want these two pairs. Didn't manage to get them. And I'm like, well, what's the point in them sitting upstairs amongst God knows how many pairs? I know I'm not going to wear them because I've started to think of, on what occasion would I wear X over Y? And is there an occasion where I'd rather have that pair over that pair? And so because of that situation with a friend, I was like, right, that's fine. And I just sold him them for what I got them. You know, they're probably worth a lot more, to be honest, if I was going to do the resale thing and put them on the market and find that out. But I did it because, like you said, it's to get, it's so somebody else can have that enjoyment out of those pairs. And I think that's really important. And like you say, the sustainability aspect, I'm not going to lie, probably doesn't, if I thought about it more, I would probably wear more, buy less. It's really difficult though, isn't it, when you're, because let's be honest, all this, if you're into trainers on our level, it is a form of addiction. No matter how you want, you know, yes, it's passion, but there is a little form of being addicted to it. And I've got 100%. I've got a very addictive personality as well. So sometimes it's just you buy it and you buy it and you buy it because a little bit like you said last week, the thrill of the chase, and the rush of getting the pair sometimes outweighs actually having the pair in your collection and wearing them. And then you see the pairs that just don't.
I think you're much more discerning though than you have been since I've known you. You've limited yourself. So you know you were interested. You've got your Spezials, and then of course it was the SB Dunks. I have found that of course I like, oh, I love my Dunks. I love my Air Max. I love my Jordans. Oh, I like a New Balance. You know, the thing is I'm like a kid in a candy shop sometimes, because it's very hard to rein it in, because if you can, you do. And yeah. I felt like, again, going back to what we said, it was like everything was tempting you, and there was so much amazing product coming out all at once that actually everyone's done me a favor by not releasing product that I want at the moment. So, you know, that's been quite nice. And that's probably why I've stood back and gone, actually, I don't want this. I don't like that. I'm not interested in this anymore. And fashions change. You know, I mean, everyone's saying, oh, Jordans are dead. I mean, I don't agree with that, obviously, but you know, fashions or interests do change.
Of course they do. And they do for, I mean, there are always going to be that hardcore enthusiast. No matter what it is, you could be, there's still people hardcore into acid gel light freeze, which like in 2017, 2016, gel light freeze were like the thing to have. And some people are still, and other people move on with trends and things like that. And that's all good. So Jordans will never die, because there are those hardcore Jordan heads who will always pick up Jordans no matter what and almost don't wear anything else. There's people like us that have an eclectic. I mean, I say eclectic, mine's sort of eclectic. I have a certain aesthetic that I like. I've always liked Dunks. I've always liked my Adidas. And if anything, in those two kind of, I've always liked Air Max as well. I'll get the classic Air Maxes. If things like that drop in, then I'm all over that. Anything that's slightly different from a different make, I like as well. So, for instance, and a pair, I did something silly on Instagram the other day, just like, shout out Yo, and I'll just repost a pair of, a picture from your wall kind of thing. It was basically, say Yo to me, I'm bored, fill my time. So I was sat in a park. And a guy called Ben Wally had some highly addictive Diodoras. I don't really do Diodoras, but that pair, I was like, that is a really nice pair of trainers. Same with some of the years. Same with all the, you know, I've got a couple of pairs of Mizunos, a couple of pairs of Pumas that I just think, oh yeah, they're really good. But they're not absolutely what I get. And then you have the people who do move on, and which is fine. And there's nothing, I'm not being snobby or derogatory about, like, you, they were, a few years ago, they were picking up Yeezy 350s, and they were picking up Jordans, and they were picking up New Balance, and now they're onto the Air Maxes, because that's just what is at the top of the tree and the trends at the minute. And that's fine as well. There's nothing wrong with that. And I've forgotten where my thread was talking about.
All right, I'm just going to rein you in a little bit and ask you a question.
But yeah, no, you talk about consumerism, isn't it?
And it's just, it's not working for you.
It's because I've got like
beer in your hand.
And I've got to be, no, but talking about consumerism, it's like, almost like the fast fashion things, you know, and it's just like you're following trends and you're just picking up the latest clothing, whatever it is, and then that's last season's fashion. I'm just going to go on to next ones. It's almost, and people do it, which is fine to an extent, but then, like we said before, with sustainability, landfills, you know, all these people who end up in the factories making all these cheap clothes and things like that. Sometimes I do. When it comes to mind, it makes me take stock. Do you know what I mean? And think, right, actually, is it right?
If you had the space, would you have a sneaker room like Dell, for example?
Like who?
Dell, isn't it Dell who's got the big, who we had on our Dell Cleveland?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Am I right in his name?
I know a few Dells, so that's fine. With up in his attic.
The attic, which is like, got the football pitch.
Yeah.
If you could have that, would you have that?
I don't know. It's a tough one, isn't it? I don't think I would particularly. And it's just because I don't really know why. I've never had trainers on display. I did for a little bit. I had a couple of cool boxes. I put them in the fireplace. And then I thought, what am I doing? This is just stupid. It looks just stupid. So why am I doing
this? Passion killer.
Yeah. But it's not. It's like, it's your own. Like, I've always liked trainers to wear. And it's been like, it's one of those funny things, isn't it? It's not really to show off, but it sort of is. Like, I get the shoes because I want to be a little bit different, but I just don't want to be part of a crowd, but I don't want to stand out so people go, oh, look at him. Mm. It's just for my own benefit, really. Do you know, it's not particularly, obviously the byproduct is, it is a flex on people to a certain extent, but that's not the primary reason that I ever got into trainers. I just wanted to be different. Mm. It wasn't to show off. So would I show off all my collection? I don't think I would. I don't know. I mean, if you've got the space, I guess, and if you've got a room that you can dedicate, but I would still, if it was me, they'd just still be boxed up and it would just be like a walk-in wardrobe type thing with all my clothes. It wouldn't just be dedicated to the trainers. Obviously, some people have the IKEA sneaker wall, which is, if that's what you're into, that's fine. If you have more, I just wouldn't want mine. One, getting all dusty. I wouldn't want them, because of the light, like fading or anything like that. Do you know? And there's no perfect way. There probably is a perfect way to keep trainers, but so it's not really for me. How about yourself? Like, have you got a room where you keep all your shoes, or because mine are just in my bedroom and a couple of bits around the house. Nothing.
You've seen mine. They're all boxed up and they've got the Polaroids on it.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Polaroids. Yeah. I mean, if I'd have no, again, I think it's funny when I started seeing sneaker rooms and sneaker walls, as a style as a weapon has the most extraordinary sneaker wall. I thought that was really exciting. I saw the colors. It's like Skittles, but it's shoes and it's, I thought that was so cool. But then when you start seeing over and over and over again, and I saw it above people's beds, and I started thinking again, oh, are they going to get dusty? Or if I went into someone's bedroom and they had a sneaker wall, now obviously I'm not 19, so it's a very different scenario, but I wouldn't get it. It's one of those things I think almost like it's getting passe for me, and I prefer to see choice pairs looked after than 1,000 pairs.
Yeah, and I think the thing with sneaker walls and all the, and I get it and I understand it, but I think, let's be honest, for the majority of people, it is unachievable to have that type of, you know, you got to have a good amount of money behind you to be able to afford to have, first of all, the space to do it, and then all the pairs. And it can just look a little bit, I don't want to say...
Well, is it for Instagram or is it for you?
Well, yeah, I know. That's it. So I'll put my odd pairs on and I'll put a pair in the fireplace and take a picture or do a daft picture on Instagram and with a silly caption. But it's just all for fun. And anybody can, if you look at like the content, they can think, oh, well, I could do that because it's nothing excessive. I think it's the excess that bothers me. And it's like the unachievable body shape or whatever it is on Instagram, you know, like the influencers. Mm. Everyone all of a sudden...
Oh, bloody Photoshop.
Well, yeah. Photoshop some trainers in. I bet there's people out there that have done like Photoshop shoes in it. I can only imagine.
I'm sure.
But then it becomes unachievable, and then it becomes about showing off the pairs and not necessarily, like you said, the choice pairs that actually intrigue and go, oh, right, you got, oh, I really like that pair. Mm-mm. And it kind of...
Yeah, I get excited when I see something I haven't seen before, or, you know, it's a rare or older pair. I'm still chasing, I still want those Air Max Susans. I chase them all the time.
Yeah.
And I think I probably get more excited about obtaining that. And I'm picking up my Travis and I'm very excited about that. But if I got the Susans tomorrow, I'd probably be more excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone for the Travis Scott Air Max ones as well because, I mean, we said it last week on the podcast, and I don't even know if when we said it last week, it was aware that they were coming out this week or... I don't know if...
No, we did speak about last week.
But it was like, you got to go for some of these pairs because if you see them afterwards, they're just going to be silly prices. So you're going to have to...
Oh, yeah. Plus, you know, I do like them.
Yeah, the brown
pair. It's either poo brown or wee yellow.
Yeah. And there was a US-only colourway as well, wasn't there? Did you see those?
I didn't see those.
That were released on Travis Scott.
Okay. Yeah.
But the people like I say, I've not really bought a pair of trainers since November, I think October or November, something like that. I'll get the Travis Scotts next week. I'll come down to London, pick them up from Offspring, big up Offspring, who give us the win on those. But I really like the people who, and I'm not going to name names, I know a few people who do this, they limit themselves to like 30 pairs, 40 pairs, and they have a strict one in, one out policy. And I really like that idea, like just having a curated collection. So not something that's vast, something that's choice picks.
Yeah.
And the more like we spoke about this over like last week and this week and talking to each other in between and just thinking about it more, the more I kind of think, maybe that's the way to go, is to just have a few choice pairs. And then when you're done with them, because, you know, even if you just limit it to, let's say, 40 pairs, they're not going to get beat up so much that somebody else wouldn't want them. So you could wear a pair of trainers for 6 months, but there would be in a rotation. You might wear them 4 or 5 times. They might think, right, there's another pair coming out. Right, I'm going to, who wants a pair of XYZs? Someone will go, yeah, I'll take those off you. And then you work it that way and it's less. It's...
Sorry.
What is that?
I was just trying to put it on mute because I got a message on my phone.
This is the level I'm working
at. That was me trying to tell you to shut up.
You know, surely
if you call me, I've got the alarm. It's the rant alarm, okay?
But yeah, I think that's a really good way to look at things. A one in, one out, a little bit like you said, and just have a real solid collection. And that's but again, just like everything, as I'm thinking that...
It makes you appreciate everything a lot more. Yeah, you know, because when I look at pairs and I go to the bottom of a stack, if I go to the bottom of the stack, it probably means I haven't worn it because mine are, you know, placed on top of each other. And then it becomes like Jenga and they all attack me and I pull out the last one. But, you know, funnily enough, I found a pair at the bottom and it was a Lely May Jordans. I love them and they were a right old mess. And I thought, I don't know what to do with them. I mean, they're unsaleable because they're a mess. But you know what? I cleaned them up and they ended up going to a Ukrainian refugee who's just moved in next to my mum, who's now rocking the Jordans. And all she's talked about are the Jordans. And I gave her just a t-shirt and, you know, she basically looks like me, but not. And I just think it was so nice that to, like I said, to give new homes a new lease of life.
Yeah. I get that. Just one thing I was talking about when you were saying that is that the only thing with having like a curated collection is you don't all of a sudden find that pair that you've found. Oh, I forgot I had those. That is a nice little thing sometimes when you're like searching through stuff and go, oh my God, that pair of Air Max. I found a pair of Air Max just in a box. I was like, oh, I completely forgot. And it was just a black pair of Air Max with like, it was like called a mini swoosh pack. I don't know if you remember, there was a black pair with a bit of white and red. And then there was a light blue pair, with like a bit of yellow, another blue one. And I've completely forgot I had them. So that's kind of
nice. Did you put them on though?
Yeah. I mean, this was maybe about, I think this was even in like the Air Max month, like all that when I stuck them on. So that is kind of a nice little thing. Which you probably don't have if you just have like a small curated collection,
but they're small and they're small.
Yeah. No,
I mean mine is not small.
No, mine's actually a little bit. Well, not too bad. I don't even count the pairs. There's all over my bedroom, under my bed, in my wardrobe, on top of my wardrobe. I've got a specific shelf as well because it's an old house. There was a weird old shelf, so stuff's up there.
Do you know where everything is? If I said your Pata SBs, would you know exactly where they are right now?
Yeah, I have got like not quite photographic memory, but I could put them. I could put my finger on them. Just going upstairs, I could just pull them out straight away. I wouldn't need. I did order them for a while, but now they're just in Adidas, Air Max, SBs, anything, all mixed up.
Where's your Havanas?
On top of my wardrobe, like probably second row in.
Chunky dunks.
So I've got a dead stock pair in my wardrobe. Don't come and rob me, by the way. I've got a dead stock pair in my wardrobe, like in a special shelf of stuff that's just never been worn, probably won't get worn. The pair I wear is just on my floor. I've got three piles that come out from one wall and two piles on a different wall. They're in the third pile along and probably about fourth shoe down, something, because I've worn them quite recently. So I know roughly where they are. But yeah, I know where most stuff is just by like going to it. Weird. But then, I don't know. I am weird. But then that's because I'm passionate about it, so I know where everything is. It's the geek element of it.
Oh no, mine is sectioned off to summer, Jordan, winter, super hype, off-white,
right.
Air Max. Then I've got, you know, all my SBs are in a certain area.
Where are your Havanas?
Oh, shut up. I've got is the key ring. I want the Havanas, the Cordobas, my Susans. I've got a list. But I have put my Italias on a section because I've just booked a flight to go to Rome in summer to see my dad and his girlfriend. So there, I've already got the Italian corner going.
Very nice.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I'm. If I keep the Travis Scotts, when the Travis Scotts come. Well, no, I am going to say if I keep them, because I still want to see them in hand. And if they're not for me, then there will be somebody else who won't have got a pair that you can just pass them on. And it's the retail thing, isn't it? I don't know, can you pass them on for... I pass everything on for retail. I mean, how many dunks have I got over the years that I've passed on for retail? Sometimes I kick myself and think I could have made a lot of money there. But then, as long as you're giving them people...
I know you're going to wear them because you're going to wear them with your favourite pants that you wear all the time. You know, the combat. Yeah. Too much information. Like trousers, you clonker.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I mean...
The chino-type pants.
Chances are I'll get them. I'm still unsure about that looking down with the look quite narrow for me. But until you get them in hand, like anything, who knows? Let's see.
Lace them loose.
Yeah, but then I don't think they'll go loose enough or fat enough. I don't know. But just going on to the consumerism and the consumption and all that kind of thing, it is interesting. I wonder how many people out there put trainers above other things. Do you know what I mean? So, like, other things, other experiences. Are trainers the thing that you just spend your money on? And if they are, then fair play. And I think we touched on this before. I think in lockdown 1.0 back in 2020, a lot of people just had a little bit more money because they were at home, either working or furloughed, but had not the outgoings kind of cut right down because there was no transport costs. There was no, like, you couldn't go out eating, drinking, all these kind of things that you could spend your money on. Then people were buying shoes. Bought more pairs, but
yeah. And if you took that idea and said, okay, in the 2019, with the consumption being as high as it was, and I'm definitely guilty of this one, if I had foregone, say, 2 pairs a month, put that away, that goes towards a holiday. And that's the thing, is I think you get so caught up with it, and you think, what does that money start representing that I could have had, which is maybe more meaningful?
Yeah. Or just maybe money more meaningful, because if you're into trainers, then they do mean a lot to you, so I get that.
Yeah.
But one of my examples...
I like intangible things, from, you know, as much as tangible, personally.
Yeah, I get it. But like for me, so obviously... Because, like, I probably dropped into every podcast recently because it just popped up because I love my cars. So I ordered a new car. And when I was doing the one a month last year, I was doing that as a little challenge. But actually, it helped me buy my car because I had a 10-month wait for my car. So I just put that money to one side and then just dropped a big deposit on my car because that's what I was aiming for. And, again, that is a tangible thing, but it's a passion thing still.
Sure. You know?
But I guess it's what people, it's what people want and the reasons behind it. You know, would I give up not buying trainers for a year to just do something, an epic round the world trip? I mean, I would, of course I would. But not everybody will, because they either, because of their passions or because of their circumstances or whatever it is. You know, like, I know a lot of people who like buy trainers and you're like, great. But they don't. Not through any fault of their own, like they might not have any other interests, or their interests don't cost them money to do things. Just if you're into, I don't know, going out for walks and stuff, which is a relatively cheap activity, then you've got more money to spend on shoes. And if you're happy just driving around in a banger car or you don't drive because you're in, I mean, how many people in London don't drive because of the transport system? And because it's, I mean, I wouldn't have my car down in London because what's the point? It'd be a waste. I'd just be jumping on the tube and train left, right, centre and just have something.
It could get you to Nedworth, though.
I mean, this is true. But I'd still have a banger car to get to Nebworth. That's my point. I just wouldn't have the car I've got because it would be a waste. But
what banger car would you have if you had a banger?
If I had a banger car?
Would you have an old proper old one, or would you just have a proper crap one?
Do you know what? If I lived in London, seriously, I'd have some sort of little electric car. A BMW really? i3 or something like that, just to whiz around in. Do you pay congestion
There's
charge?
There's so many electric points now as well.
Do you pay congestion charge on electric cars?
I think you do, actually. I don't know. I can't drive my car anywhere. Can't. ULEZ zone is now expanding. And it might come a point where it's just going to end up being an antique in my driveway.
Yeah. Something like that, I think. I don't know. Interesting question. Maybe one for another day, when we're a non-trainer chat podcast, maybe.
The car podcast.
Cars podcast. The Car Annex podcast. Maybe
it's not really an annex, though. It's the North-South Annex.
Yeah. Is it?
No.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'd drive. But the point being is that I understand, like, you know, we all have different passions and we all have different viewpoints in life, don't we? And something that's really important to somebody is not as important to other people. And as much as I love trainers and, you know, I'll do a podcast on YouTube and talk about them all the time, they are important, but they're not so important that they would take over my life. You know, as much as I'm addicted to it, I know I can wean myself off of it a little bit. And the only reason I know that is because I had a massive addiction. I don't really mind saying it on a podcast. I had a massive gambling addiction when I was younger, and I would spunk so much money. Like, I would just get paid and it would just go on the slot machines in the pub. It would go to the casinos and it would just be that thrill, that like buzz of, you know, gambling, just as it is.
How did you get out of that?
I just woke up one day and said, I'm not going to do it. And I never did it again. Just willpower. I'm not going to do this. That's why I was a little bit annoyed with the one a month last year, because I should have done that, because I should have been strong enough to have done the one a month last year. And I kind of bust that.
You were tempted.
But my point is, like, I understand, you know, like, it can be an addiction for people, and it's difficult to get out of, I guess.
Here's a crazy question. If tomorrow Instagram stopped existing, do you think people would buy as many? It's not coming back.
Right. The simple answer is no, they wouldn't, because one, you don't, the information you get from Instagram, just on a pure logistical, I can see this in one feed, you can see everything that's coming out, what's coming up. You would have to go hunting for that information.
So that's easily find. You can sign up to websites, you can go on Soul Supply, you can do whatever.
But people won't, because people want ease. The reason Instagram's so easy is because it's just one long feed of everything you like. So if it wasn't there, then people have to put effort in. And as soon as people have to put effort into anything, numbers. I mean, I don't like putting effort in at all, so anything that's easy for me, I'm not going to lie.
I know, it's so amazing. You're not working.
The point...
Even when you are working.
Well, yeah. But less people get involved as soon as it's just pure, that's how human nature is. So if Instagram wasn't to be here tomorrow, less trainers would be bought. There'd be less people seeing less. So naturally, there would be less bought. That is my thinking from a pure logistical point of view.
From the lazy sheep mentality.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Mm. They're not going to go out hunting for it. They're not going to go see it. There'll still be those people that are really passionate about Air Max One, there might be an Air Max website or an Air Max something, you know, Facebook group or whatever, so you'll see it on there. But they're just they're everything, and then you won't see the influencers wearing it. You won't get that kind of sway to what you want to buy and things and that and because I'm going to take a shot and say Instagram is the reason why trainers is as big as it is at the minute, because it wasn't this big in, you know, when I stopped, whatever it was, 06-ish, when I just stopped buying shoes like I were, to when I came back into it, Instagram had already been here, and I was like, this is mad. And even since I started back on it in like 15, I think it was, to where we are now, like, it's just, the growth is just so big. So big. I think it would probably shrink a little bit without it. What do you reckon?
Oh my gosh, I couldn't. I think people buy for different reasons, whether it's for flex. And I think if you didn't have a forum to show off, then you probably wouldn't feel compelled to be buying as much. But I think, you know, like you said, it's the hardcore collectors. They would still be hunting it down. They would be looking for something. They would know where to go. But yeah, if it's not on a plate, you're not eating it.
No, exactly. That's exactly it. So yeah, anyway, on to this week. I don't actually know for any releases. Is there anything coming out this week, Tess? Can we think of anything that's...
No.
I think it has just been absolutely dominated by the Travis Scott release this week.
Quite rightly so.
Go on then. So we've obviously got the two Air Maxes and we've got the two trainers. What are your thoughts on all of them? Come on, let's go.
Well, obviously, I'd go for the Air Maxes over the other, the trainer, as we call it, the other one. I love an Air Max. It makes you and me look taller. So, you know, it's a good, look, don't look at me like that. I'm taller than
do
you.
Do I look like 5'11 in a pair of Air Max? Is that what you're telling me?
No, you look like 5'4.
I'm up with that. That's good. We're good.
With your Air Maxes.
Do you know what I like? I do hope that there's lots and lots of pairs. So there's four shoes, first of all. There's the two Air Maxes, the two Air Trainer ones. And then I hope the numbers are good. So at least if you try... I was trying to explain to somebody who was quite new into it. I was like, it's difficult. But if you put the effort in, you should hopefully get some sort of reward. And I hope there's enough numbers that if you put enough effort in across the four pairs, if you're only bothered about getting one pair of Travis Scott's, that you will get a pair.
I think if you didn't get the Air Max one, you were going to get the other one.
Air Trainer ones.
In all honesty. And I think Super Saturday, I mean, I've been to Super Saturdays. They are very exciting and everyone's very, very excited. I'm not coming on Saturday, but, you know. No, not on Saturday.
Oh, I was going to make a trip especially down to see you on Saturday as well, but...
No, you weren't. Such a liar.
I'm on call at work, so I couldn't risk it.
No, you're not going to risk it for a biscuit.
Exactly.
But no, I mean, I think I'm looking forward to seeing on everyone's stories, everyone getting excited. That's how I met Chrissy from one of these big... Because I thought it was some dude that was following me on the tube station.
Knowing Quezzy, he probably was some dude following a little blanket.
Well, he was, but his story is he saw my shoes and decided that I must be going there, and he'd had no idea where Selfridges was, and therefore decided he would follow me. So he went from tube to tube, underground to underground, and I just kept on seeing this massive guy following me, and I was like, what's going on? And then he's next to me in the queue, and I'm like, were you following me? He's like, yeah, well, I assumed you were going here and I had no idea where I was going. So fair yeah, boy. It's been a lovely relationship as a consequence of one of these meetup events.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What I like about the actual release, though, just to take it back a step, is I know there's some people that are massively into air trainer ones. It's never been a shoe for me, to be honest. I've never bought anything that's had like a strap. It's just looked a bit too, I'm going to say something that's almost contradictory, but a bit too clunky and a bit too chunky. And I know SB Dunks can be a little bit like that, but it's just an added strap on it. And it's just, on my dainty little feet, I just think they look a bit too big for me. So I've never bothered with Air Trainer ones.
So you don't wear a Jordan either?
No, I've got one pair of Jordans and I've got two pair of Dunk Highs and that's it.
I'd like to see you in a pair of Jordans.
Have you not seen LA to Chicago's? I've got the LA to Chicago Jordan.
I've never seen you wear them. So can you do me a post wearing your Jordans, please?
I mean, it's a bit rainy outside, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
What do you like? You can do sit in the fireplace for all I care. I just want to see them on. I've never seen you in a pair of Jordans.
I mean, actually sit in the there are pictures out there of me and Jordans. 100%, there will be a picture of me in a pair of Jordans.
I need to see that. I'd like to see you one day in a pair of New Balance. That's for me and Dan Squire.
Yeah, I still can't get over the N branding on New Balance. I'm not going to lie.
You know, you can get over it. Just once.
Maybe. But as well, so I mean, we're going off piece a little bit, but I mean, when do we never do that?
Nothing new.
They're just expensive. I'm a tight Yorkshireman. There's a reason I like Adidas Terra shoes and Nike Dunks. Come on. Like, they don't really break the £100 barrier. So, spending 200, I've never spent that amount of pair, never spent that amount on a pair of trainers in my life. The most, I think the Air Max ones, the Travis Scott's were 145. That equals the most I've ever spent on a pair of shoes. No comment here from
that doesn't mean we can't find you a pair.
No, I know. But to spend,
I'll give you like, the extra 20 quid for a Jordan.
It's not just cost.
Actually, obviously. Anyway, I'm looking at New Balance. They're 110. Come on, we can do this.
Yeah, but for the really nice pair,
the Joe Fresh good ones are very nice, though.
Yeah, but how much were they? 200.
160.
Oh, right, okay.
But still, actually, do you know what? I could have done those.
Tessie's now clicking away on the laptop next to her, purchasing more pairs of shoes. As we've just talking about consumerism and consumption in this podcast.
Yeah. Bye now.
We'll just.
I'm not going to buy any more. Look, it's all right. I've got another pair I don't need. Bye
yes, now. Of course.
How much on StockX?
But I don't know. I might do it. I might do. But so here's where we're at for me. I think the brown Air Max ones are the best. And then obviously there was the America exclusives. I think they were the second best, the Air Max ones. Then I'm not feeling the yellow ones at all. So here we go. Did you go left or right on Offspring? There's a question, Tess.
I went left.
So I went left as well. So hopefully
so
the
whatever
left.
Whatever you've got, I've got.
So hopefully the left pair is the brown pair and the right one is the pissy yellow pair.
Wee pair. Saturn, wasn't it? I mean, okay, so here's a question. If you did get the Saturns, what would you do with them if you were disappointed? Would you try to swap them? Although I'd be surprised if you could. Would you not buy them?
There must be some mental
person. Would you buy them and try them on?
No, there'll be some mental person out there that prefers the yellow ones over the brown ones. And I'm sure you'll
get... Oh, no, I've seen quite a few people saying that they prefer the yellow.
Oh, yeah, I know, because I keep calling them mental. I've already said this to numerous people. You are mental, but that's good.
That's like the pot calling the kettle black.
I mean, who wants to be normal, let's be honest. But, yes, if I did get the yellow pair... I don't think they would I just don't think I'd wear them. And they'd end up going on the stash to just never be worn. And what's the point in that? It goes back into these consumers and just buying stuff for buying stuff's sake. So I'd probably get them to try and swap them into to get in the pair I want.
Not to put on your sneaker wall.
Absolutely not. No. But yeah, I don't think there is absolutely anything else coming out this week. I've had a quick flick round. I can't see anything that has like grabbed my attention. There's a few re-releases. There's the tree lines back on size. There's a couple of other things that just don't even interest me, like Crocs. Salia Bembury.
They were cute. They were cute. But I would look at my feet and I'd just laugh.
So I went for breakfast with a friend this morning and we were talking about all sorts of things. We were actually talking about music and like how when you're younger and influences and things like that. And we got talking on like fashion and style. And I said, I can't wear Stone Island. And the reason I can't is because in the back of my head, I still have that complete football thug who wears Stone Island like in the early 2000s. And I can't get beyond that, even though there's some really nice pieces, like some really nice jackets. I just can't.
I think it would really suit you as well, though. I mean, it's very much your style.
Yeah. No,
label. I mean, but I understand what you're saying. It's that sort of association. But I do think that would be very much you.
100%. But I just can't get over. I just can't get over that little element. And I don't know why. Well, I do know why. But that's like the New Balance thing. I can't get over that end.
So you then can. Roll out
going and get it.
Still, you know, I want to just see you try them on.
And where I was actually going with that is I can't get into the Crocs because my great auntie, who, God bless her, is 78, was wearing Crocs as soon as they came out as these comfortable things, has worn Crocs for like 20 years or however long they've been out. I can't get over that they are now cool because they're just not, they will never be cool for me. I don't care who collaborates with them. I don't care who wears them. It could be, you could be the most beautiful girl in the world. You put on a pair of Crocs and I'm like, ah. You've just gone
passion killer. What about the, how about a Yeezy foam runner?
They're okay. I'd just rather give me an Adidas slider or a Havaiana flip flop and then I'm cool with either of those.
Yeah, I hate Crocs. I absolutely hate them.
I just don't. I mean, I'm sure they're comfortable. I'm sure they're great for kids. I had to try to get Maddie a pair just for like going to gym and stuff, just for like literally sliding her feet in and walking out something comfortable. And even she said they weren't cute. So there. Right, let's leave it on that Croc shock for now anyway. Because I'm a little bit hungry. I'm going to have some lunch.
What are you going to have?
I don't know. I might go all out and have cheese on toast.
Ooh.
What are you having for lunch?
I've got to leave now, so I have no idea.
Are you going out for lunch?
No.
Oh, I'm going to say, because you didn't invite me, so it's a good job. Like, how dare you go out for lunch?
Absolutely not. No, I'm not actually going to eat again until I see you.
Fantastic. Right, and on that note, we will see you next time. Bye.
Adios.
Bye.